Have you ever found yourself staring at the ceiling at 3 a.m., replaying a decision you wish you could take back? You're not alone. In Better Decisions, Fewer Regrets, Andy Stanley offers a disarmingly simple premise: 5 questions that can transform how we make decisions. As Brené Brown noted after featuring Stanley on her podcast, these questions aren't just helpful, they're life-changing when actually applied. In a world of increasing complexity, these questions offer something increasingly rare: clarity about what matters when facing life's crossroads. Your decisions determine your story, the story of your life. Every choice becomes a permanent part of that narrative. You are where you are largely because of decisions you've made. The good news? Your greatest joys and accomplishments also flow from your decisions. You get to write your story, one decision at a time. What complicates this process is that our decisions are heavily influenced by emotions and appetites. Research suggests we can't make decisions apart from our emotions, and our appetites often overrule our intelligence. This is why it's easier to know what others should do than what we should do ourselves. When it comes to selling ourselves on bad ideas, we're all master salespeople. Our greatest regrets involve things we convinced ourselves were right at the time, despite warnings from others. The easiest person to deceive is the one in the mirror. You've talked yourself into every bad decision you've ever made. You were the mastermind behind your most regrettable choices. This self-deception is our greatest challenge in decision-making. Self-leadership becomes impossible when you lie to yourself. When we lie outwardly, we justify it inwardly, creating plastic truths, false narratives that cement between actual truths. The key is asking ourselves the real why by adding one powerful word, really. Am I doing this really? Why am I avoiding this really? Rigorous honesty is essential because a false premise always results in a faulty decision. We struggle with self-honesty due to confirmation bias, our tendency to seek information supporting existing beliefs while filtering out contrary evidence. We're not on truth quests, but confirmation quests. Exceptional people escape this trap by actively seeking information that challenges their biases, a quality requiring security and uncommon curiosity. Every decision becomes a permanent part of your life story, written one choice at a time. These decisions shape both the story you want to tell and what others will tell about you. Even our supposedly private decisions impact others and become part of their stories. When facing choices, ask yourself what story you want to tell when this moment becomes history. Most people want their complete story told without omissions. We struggle with this perspective because decisions happen now while stories unfold later, and emotions often cloud our broader context. Consider Joseph from biblical narrative. Sold into slavery by jealous brothers, he chose excellence over minimal effort. Serving so effectively, he soon managed everything. When propositioned by his master's wife, Joseph refused by considering his story. How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Despite false accusations landing him in prison, his integrity eventually led him to become prime minister of Egypt. Every relational, financial, and professional choice becomes a permanent chapter in our story. Our greatest regrets might have been avoided by simply asking, "What story do I want to tell?" Sometimes an option creates internal tension. Something feels uncomfortable or not quite right. These red flag moments require us to pause and pay attention rather than ignore them. With focalism blurring our perspective, confirmation bias distorting reality, and compressed schedules rushing us, we often feel alone in our concerns. Yet emotions serve a crucial purpose as decision-making warning signals. Tension can also arise when someone highlights something we hadn't considered. Unfortunately, we tend to discount truth by discounting its bearer, the genetic fallacy, dismissing information based on its source rather than its merits. When feeling hesitation around a particular option, pause and allow that emotion to fully emerge. What begins as uneasiness is often later supported by reason and insight, but only if given space to develop. We all have a just 5 more minutes tendency. Whether it's one more drink, bite, or purchase, the outcome rarely adds value. It usually subtracts. We naturally gravitate toward the boundary between responsible and irresponsible. This behavior stems from an assumption. If it's not wrong, it's all right. If it's not illegal, it's permissible. We organize our lives around the lowest common denominator. Yet something can be both not wrong and unwise. To avoid the 5 more minute syndrome and create moral, ethical, and financial margin, ask, what is the wise thing for me to do? Your greatest regrets likely followed decisions that weren't wrong or illegal, but were terribly unwise. For wisdom, consider 3 questions. In light of my past experience, current circumstances, and future hopes and dreams, what is the wise thing to do? Your history predisposes you to specific temptations. What's harmless for others might be destructive for you, and today's decisions can undermine tomorrow's aspirations. Our final question may be the most clarifying and terrifying of all. What does love require of me? Unlike previous questions, this one focuses on improving someone else's life rather than your own, yet positions you to better the world. Jesus anchored his command to love not to divine authority, but to his example of selfless love. As a foster parent, Stanley learned that rules create wiggle room while honor creates connection. When his foster daughter Sierra asked about house rules, he gave her a card with just one word, honor. Rules invite manipulation. Honor invites relationship. The relationship question guides all interactions, giving clarity where scripture is silent, closing loopholes, exposing hypocrisy, and applying universally. When uncertain what to say or do, simply ask what love requires. Paul's description offers practical guidance. Love requires patience, moving at others' pace, kindness, lending strength, celebrating others' success without envying, showing honor rather than creating regret, putting others first, addressing anger privately, forgiving rather than keeping score, and seeing the best in others while protecting the relationship. Good questions lead to better decisions that shape your life. These 5 questions help you make decisions you won't regret. 1. The integrity question. Am I being honest with myself, really? 2. The legacy question. What story do I want to tell? 3. The conscience question. Is there a tension that needs my attention? 4. The maturity question. What is the wise thing to do? 5. The relationship question. What does love require of me? Past regrets should remind rather than define you. When facing important choices, pause to ask these questions. They won't make decisions for you, but will illuminate the path to better outcomes. You're writing your story one decision at a time. Make it one you'll be proud to tell.